Hello, welcome to the next episode of the Rocks On podcast. Tonight we are joined once again by Jordan Johnson for his second appearance on the podcast. Good evening, Jordan.
How you doing?
Perfect. I'm really good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good.
Good. So the Rocks...
Thank you for the podcast.
No worries. So the Rocks point guard joined the club at the start of the season and is averaging? The Rocks point guard is averaging over 16 points, 8 rebounds and 3 assists per game. So yeah, Jordan, how are you getting on in Glasgow? How are you enjoying the city?
I like Glasgow a lot. The city is really nice, you know. I always go to the city center just to walk around, see new stuff, you know. I always go grab a bite to eat, something like that.
Nice one. So it's your, as you said in your first podcast, your third season as a pro. But Jordan, let's go all the way back and see. So my first question to you is, how did you get into basketball and what kind of launched that passion for you?
So I started playing when I was like 5. My uncle threw me a basketball, and ever since then I've just been playing. I always had like a little hoop in the house, and I always been able to like just shoot and play on it. And so ever since I've just been playing. I fell in love with it, and I worked hard to get better at it because I felt like I could be good.
Amazing. So did you see, when you were that age growing up, did you play many other sports, or was basketball the one and only?
No, basketball was the one and only. I wasn't into too much other stuff. I tried to play baseball, but I didn't like it enough. I did wrestling for a little bit. I didn't like the outfit. It was just too much. It was too tight for me.
Preferred the baggy shorts.
And then I never tried football. I might have been good at that, but I never tried it. My mom didn't want me to. So I was just like, all right, I'll stick to basketball.
Fair enough. Amazing. So you obviously kind of started your kind of college career at John Wood Community College. How did you find that, and how hard did you find JUCO basketball compared to maybe NCAA?
JUCO basketball is a grind because everybody's trying to it's like everybody's trying to get out of JUCO and just go to that top level. So you got to basically survive with the fittest in that. But if you get with the right team and the right program, it can always go the right way, you know. Everybody buys in and it go the right way.
Yeah. So how did your experience go? Did you have many, after your 2 years at John Wood, did you have many kind of offers available before you kind of joined Milwaukee, or yeah, what else was out there?
So after my 2 years, I had a couple offers, but none of them interested me enough like Milwaukee did, because I knew one of the players on the team. He's from my area, and then the coaches, they were always there. Like, they always kept in contact with me, and that was a big thing for me.
Yeah,
and they made my family feel comfortable. So I was always, that was a big thing for me too. So I was down for that. So that's why I committed to Milwaukee. But after, like, once I committed to Milwaukee, I had a huge time offer come through, but I just didn't take it. I just didn't decommit from Milwaukee. Yeah. I just stayed with Milwaukee.
Amazing. So obviously you spent a season in Milwaukee before transferring to UNLV. What kind of brought along that change for you?
My coach got fired, so I just followed him.
Fair enough. But how different were the programs in terms of, like, yeah, what was the difference between the schools then?
Milwaukee, everybody was, like, talent-wise, everybody was equal. But, you know, guys had different, like, attributes. It was different attributes. More on my team in Milwaukee, it was more shooters, more guys buying in on the defensive end, not relying on just athletic ability. And at UNLV, it was more the opposite, like, fast-paced, running gun. Some guys shooters, some guys not. Relying more on athletic ability, jumping higher, stuff like that. But both teams are pretty good, though.
Yeah, I've always found that quite interesting when people do transfer between. Did obviously a podcast last year, Christian Keeling. He transferred between Charleston Southern and then going, obviously, to North Carolina. So it's always interesting hearing people talk about the differences in programs. So I always like that, asking that question. So you obviously then finished off your D1 career, averaging over, again, 13 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. Kind of sum up your college career and kind of what were you looking for when you came to enter the world of professional basketball?
I was just looking to play somewhere somewhere I like to be, you know, like nice city, stuff like that. Place that's got good food. I like going to try new foods. I can't just sit in the house all day. So yeah. I just wanted to be somewhere nice and actually like want to be in the city, you know, not just there, you know, just trying to get a check or trying to just get through the season. I want to be somewhere where I know like, oh, if basketball's not going well, I could always go out, have a good time.
Yeah.
Not saying like go out at night, but like, you know, go have food, see stuff, you know, just check out the city. You know, like from here, I could go to Edinburgh for an hour and come right back, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I suppose that's really important. And that's, you nailed it there when you said some guys might just chase the paycheck and just sit around. But I suppose if you embrace where you are, you'll learn to love it more.
Yeah.
Nice one. So you then obviously end up a season in the G League, D League, whatever one you want to call it. How did that come about, and how much did you enjoy your kind of G League experience?
My G League experience, it was, at first it was hard because my first actual day I had training camp and I was hurt. I got drafted by the Austin Spurs, and I was playing well, but my ankle was swollen and I couldn't like actual run and like be like, I wasn't fully 100%. I was like 50%. Yeah. My ankle was swollen. It was just bad. It was just a bad deal. So they called me in. It was like, yo, we can't take our hurt player. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I understand. So they sent me home. I rehabbed, got my ankle back. And then I knew at the time, I knew the assistant coach on the Rockets G League team. He was my AAU coach, and me and him always stay in touch. We stay in touch to this day. So I texted him like, yeah, I'm back healthy. He was like, we're going to have a spot for you. We'll see how things go. So a couple of days go by, I check in, nothing. Then like a week or two go by, he was like, are you sure you're healthy? Are you ready to play like right now? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to play right now. I've been on the court since I got back from like my injury, and I got the call, and then I went, and then it was a good experience. Like the guys on that team were like, they all bought in. Like you get on the team where guys don't like each other. Everybody like loved each other. We was like brothers. Like one fight, we all fighting. No matter what happened, we all behind each other. Nobody cared who scored the most points that day or nothing like that. It was just a good vibe. And, you know, it's hard to be on teams like that in G League because everybody's trying to get to the NBA where they want to take every shot. They want to do this. They want to do that. But on that team, it was just they'll pass you the ball. Like, here, shoot it. Oh, you shoot it. Sometimes it was too unselfish. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean – That was like best part about it. And then like everybody still like even off the court, we all still like hung out together. And it was just like, oh, let's do this, let's do that, let's do that. So it was just a good time for me. So I think you had to be on the right team to have the good experience that I had. But I don't know about every other team, you know. Some teams I heard, some teams have bad experiences.
Yeah. And Chase, and I suppose that's it. The difference between winning and losing could be how well you get on with your teammates. So I suppose that's really important.
Yeah.
So always moving on from there, after that season, you've ended up playing in a few cities in Europe. How what appealed to you about Europe?
I just wanted to try something different. You know, I felt like the NBA route was there, but you know, I'm undersized, so I feel like they'll give it to somebody else that's like 6'3" or something like that. So I'd rather just try the Euro route and then see if I can get back over to America. And right now it's still going well for me, you know, just trying to get back where I need to be.
Amazing. So obviously comparing those leagues to where you are now, how does the BBL stack up in comparison to some of these other leagues?
BBL is pretty good, you know. It's tough. Everybody's is very physical in this league. And it reminds me more of like the league I was in Kosovo. It's very physical. physical, and like I believe the players are better in this league than in Kosovo.
That's good. That's good to hear. And it's always interesting speaking to guys like yourself who've maybe played in different places or different countries or across Europe or even including America and that. And how the BBL stacks up. It seems to be a league that's kind of growing in appeal for a lot of Americans to come over. How important was it for the BBL that it was obviously an English-speaking country? Does that play a massive part in it?
Not really. Because everywhere I've been, it's always been somebody on the team that speaks pretty good English. So I always come to them and just ask for like for them to translate something for me. But it's not really a big deal for me.
That's good. That's always good. So let's touch on the BBL. So far, what's been your toughest matchup? Like, who's been the toughest player you've faced up against?
It's been a lot of guys. Everybody's pretty good, you know. It's no downfall, you know, at my position or actually any of these teams. Everybody has good players, you know. It's just COVID and, you know, certain things happen and people get hurt. Like our team, we're hurt right now. Everybody's pretty much hurt. So I feel like everybody is pretty good, you know. So it's not really who is the best, you know. It's like who performs better that night, kind of, you know. So I'll say pretty much every point guard I played against in the league is pretty solid. It's pretty good, you know. So even the two and the three, they're all pretty good. So.
So obviously the season's kind of approaching a kind of major bit of it. There seems to be doubleheader games most weekends. A tough kind of schedule coming up. What should Rocks fans look forward to, and what else can we expect from George Johnson towards the end of the season?
Just expect us to play hard and go out there and fight for the names on our the name on the back of our jerseys, and especially the name on the front, you know. We represent Glasgow, you know. We want to go the right way. So, and to expect from me, same thing, you know. I'm coming out there trying to play, win games for Glasgow Rocks. Not just me. Not for the team, just for the whole, like, Scotland in general, you know.
Brilliant. Jordan, that's all my questions for you this evening. Really much hope you're getting fit back on court, hopefully this weekend. And good luck with the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.